Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania officially lifted its mask order at 12:01 a.m. on Monday. That means people, vaccinated or not, no longer have to wear a face covering, unless required by a private business. Greater than we are continuing to make progress toward stopping the spread of COVID-19 throughout the Commonwealth, as many Pennsylvanians have taken responsibility for their own health and the health of their communities by getting vaccinated. Acting Pennsylvania Secretary of Health, Allison Beam, said in a statement, according to a report from WPXI Pittsburgh, https://www.wpsi.com/. The CDC guidelines still say to wear masks at airports, on planes, buses, trains, and other forms of public transportation. Private venues can now have the final say on masks. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Authorities are investigating a rollover car crash in the Frankfurt section of the city, they say may be connected to a shooting/robbery that happened less than a block away. A report from Fox 29 Philly said the incident happened on Friday morning. Officers were called to the 4200 block of Paul Street for reports of a shooting. Police found a 34-year-old man outside a home with a gunshot wound to the shoulder. The victim told police he was shot during an attempted robbery. Less than a block from the shooting, police say a Toyota Prius with four occupants inside crashed into a parked truck and flipped onto its roof. Chief Inspector Scott Small told reporters the Prius was speeding in the wrong direction on Salem Street when the crash happened. Three of the four passengers fled the scene by the time officers arrived. One woman was still climbing out of a window when police arrived and questioned her. The woman told police she rented the car as a Lyft driver, but was not driving at the time of the crash. Fox 29 said police believe the shooting and crash may be connected, but have no link at this time.